Good morning, everyone. The count stands now. 9 miners pulled to freedom. There are 24 miners still underground at the San Jose mine. And the miner who just came up, the 9th, Mario Gomez, 63, he's the oldest of the men, something of a father to all of them down below as the communications and the stories emerged. Todd Zwillick, who's in for Celeste Headley this morning down in Washington, this guy wears his resume on his body. Have you noticed?
Yeah, he does.
He's lost 3 fingers in the mine. You referred to it before. What is the disease that he has?
Well, he has silicosis. It's miner's lung. It's what you get when you inhale a lot of particulate down in a mine. Rock particulate and mineral particulate messes with the lining of the lungs, and a lot of older miners have it.
And he's been down in that mine for 69 days, just like everyone else. He's the oldest of the miners. He was the one they were the most concerned about as they pulled them to the surface. By my count, it's starting to take them less than 20 minutes to get these miners up once that capsule goes down and up. So that seems to be an improvement. Valeria Perasso, who's been with us all morning, joins us once again from outside Copiapo, Chile, where the mine is. She's the BBC Southern Cone correspondent. Valeria, what's the latest?
Here at Camp Hope, and the situation is running really smoothly. The environment, the atmosphere has been getting calmer and calmer, and now it seems that it's just a matter of waiting for the hours to pass and the miners to come up. I think that the rescue of this last miner, the 9th one, that was considered the most risky by the health minister, Jaime Mañalich, went really well, and that's in a way a landmark of the rescue operation. From now on, if all goes as it has now, of hours passing by and miners coming up, really.
You know, there's these rituals, and we're starting to see a pattern now. I mean, certainly in the United States, we have these yellow ribbons that we tie that signify, you know, all of the difficulties in American history with hostages, et cetera. These miners are emerging with Chilean flags that seem to have everybody's signature on them. They kneel, they say a prayer, they have some contact with their families, and then are ushered off to the hospitals. This is a kind of a moving ritual to see each of these miners go through this. What's going on?
It is indeed. The flag has taken a big role in this operation. Both the camp and the families are surrounded by them, and the miners down in the refuge have used flags to send messages, to write even letters for the rescue workers on the piece of cloth. So it is indeed very clear that the Chilean flag is playing a big part. And it happened before this year when the earthquake happened here in Chile. Also, the Chilean flag was a way of showing how Chileans were fighting together against adversity. So there seems to be quite a big role for the flag in the Chilean society nowadays.
Valeria Perasso, Todd Zwillick here. Of course, we mentioned that each individual rescue going faster now as they get the hang of lowering the capsule, the Phoenix capsule, down the 2,000-foot mine shaft and then back up again, taking maybe only 20 minutes now. But it makes me wonder if there's going to have to be a pause at some point. We've got 9 miners out. Will they have to pause to maybe replace a cable or make sure all the parts of the machinery are correct? Or are they just powering straight through until all 33 miners are out?
No, there are scheduled pauses. There was one already, and the health minister has just said that there is going to be another one after the 15th miner comes up. That's also when a new rescue worker will go down to join the team of 3 that has been working down the mine on their own. So there is space for it. 1 hour, 40 minutes to 1 hour break for the capsule to be tested. That doesn't mean that cables need to be replaced up front. They will check what's the situation with the materials and how the capsule is performing, and based on that test, they would define whether to replace a part or, for example, to change the capsule. There are 2 other capsules waiting to be used if necessary. But all that is going to be assessed after, I think, 8 more miners from now.
We're speaking with Valeria Perasso, BBC Southern Cone correspondent, spends most of her time in southern South America, but is outside of that San Jose mine near Copiapo, Chile. You spoke, Valeria, about these pauses, and that's really been consistent with the care in which these mining engineers are really handling this situation. Why did this particular drill unit managed to make it to the minors when the other drill units seemed to foul up. You referred in the last hour that this was the fast one and the other one really didn't work out that way. What is the reason for the success and being so far ahead of schedule of this particular operation?
I think there are two main reasons for that. One is that the location that they choose for this machine seems to be better for the drilling than the ones at the other two machines.
The machines worked, it was the quality of the machines. You know, it's my understanding that the drill that's being used right now is for water and not necessarily for traditional sorts of mining. Is this an American team that's broken through here, or is it a combination of all sorts of experts from around the world?
Well, Geotech is a Chilean company, but it's that has offices and branches all over the world, and it's a combination of people from all over the world really working here. There are Mexicans. There's one of the chief of the operation is an American worker. So it is really a combination of people bringing their expertise from different places. Yes.
Finally, Valeria Perasso from our partner, the BBC. You know, I don't necessarily associate Chile with being a tremendously patriotic place down through the history in the 1980s and before, but it's completely been transformed by some of the events you referred to, the earthquake, the World Cup, but this seems to have taken it to a whole new level.
It has indeed. I think that the earthquake and this accident, as you say, brought a new sense of nationality to the Chileans based on ideas of solidarity that were not here before. I was really impressed on both occasions I was here and covering the story. And one of the things that really, really impressed me was the fact that they could get organized really quickly, stop complaining and just get things done, get to work. And based on the idea that working together and for Chile, they went forward. And I was talking to some analysts earlier this week, and they agree in pointing out that this seems to be a new phenomenon, really, some new idea of nationality.
Well,
that,
from the solidarity, Valeria, we're going to let you go for a moment. The solidarity of miners to the solidarity of an entire nation. The rescue continues. The ninth miner is out. Thanks so much.